He Said, She Said, Lecture 8, Indirectness. Not in so many words.
In this lecture, I'll delve more deeply into the question of indirectness, that is, meaning something other than the words themselves say, and how this works in the way women and men tend to use language. In other words, women's and men's conversational routines. I'm going to start with two examples that come from students in my class describing their own interactions with their roommates. To begin with, I'm not going to tell you which was written by a woman and which by a man. See if you can tell. Here's the first. I was doing something or other in my room with the door open. One of my apartment mates was in his room with the door closed, cramming for his organic chemistry test the next day. My other two apartment mates were watching the World Series in the common room, passionately yelling at every play. This went on for a while until the one studying opened the door and yelled out, "Guys, can you keep it down? I'm studying here." The response was, "No!" The one studying followed with a quick, "Go to hell!" The conversation concluded with remark from the common room, "F you." Because they didn't say F, they actually said the word. And with that, the problem was solved. They lowered the volume on the television and mellowed out considerably. No one was mad, just a typical way of problem solving in Henley 60. Okay, here's the second one. The other night, one of my roommates and I made grilled teriyaki chicken with vegetables and rice. At first, my other roommate said she didn't want to have dinner with us. Now, of course, this pronoun, she, is a giveaway, but you probably already guessed that the first one was guys. So I'll continue with this one. At first, my other roommate said she didn't want to have dinner with us. Then, as dinner was almost ready, she reemerged in the kitchen. "Are you sure you don't want to eat with us?" we asked. "There's plenty of food for the three of us." She agreed, so I added another place setting to the table, and we sat down to dinner. Over dinner, we talked about the chicken dish and how it was prepared. The roommate who had been napping while we made dinner said the chicken was especially good and wanted to know how we made it. I had chopped the vegetables, boiled the rice, and set the table, but none of these contributions seemed as interesting to talk about as finding out about the mystery marinade, so I didn't say anything. When dinner was done, I cleared the plates and sat down on the sofa to do some reading. Assuming by our unspoken rule that it was the late addition to our dinner clan who was responsible for doing the dishes. Within 5 minutes, I heard my roommate's voice from the kitchen. In a rising, cheery tone, she said, "Hey, Em, did you help cook dinner?" The student goes on to comment that there is an unwritten rule in this house that whoever doesn't help prepare a meal does the job of dishwashing and cleaning up. So the question didn't express a theoretical interest regarding food preparation. It was either an indirect criticism, implying, "I know you didn't make dinner either, so you should be helping me with the dishes," or else an indirect request, "Do you mind helping me with the dishes even though it's not your turn?" At this point, I can start using names because I assume you've guessed that the first example came from a man, Jeff Civilico, and the second from a woman, Emily Nash. A number of gender-related patterns clued you in that the first one was guys, among the young men, not just the swear words, go to hell and F you, the verbal belligerence in general, but also the activity, watching sports and yelling at the TV. Among the young women, cooking together, graciously inviting the third roommate to join them, and most relevant for our topic today, using indirectness either to express criticism, you should be helping me, or to make a request, asking for help cleaning up, which incidentally, Emily graciously provided. In my book, You Just Didn't Understand, I gave a lot of examples like this one where women tend to be more indirect than men. When it comes to expressing something negative, or to getting others to do things. And in my research, I've continued to come across many, many examples that support this. For example, here's one from I Only Say This Because I Love You. This example was given to me by a student who came from a cold part of the United States who was home visiting over the Christmas break. They were sitting at breakfast one morning, and his mother looked out the window and commented on how high the snow was and how long it was going to take to shovel. He looked out the window. He could see the same thing she did, and he agreed. Then he went to his room and put on the television. And before too long, he heard his mother banging around the house as she was cleaning. And suddenly, she stormed into the room that he was in and said, "Why are you not helping? I'm working so hard. The least you could have done would have been to shovel the snow like I asked you to." He protested, "You didn't ask me to." And until he took the class in which we talked about indirectness, it never occurred to him that she really had asked him to. There was no question in his mind that she hadn't asked him to, but was now angry at him because he hadn't done it. Now, you might say that he should have known that he should shovel the snow without being asked. I would certainly support that. But what's interesting from my remarks here about indirectness is that in her mind, there was no question that she had asked him to when she called attention to the snow. And in his mind, there was no question that she had not asked him to.